I'm going to start with a reading from Matthew. All four of the Gospels in the Bible are basically collections of Jesus' sayings woven around stories. Matthew does an interesting thing. I'll just Bible trivia for you. Matthew sees Jesus as the new Moses, so Matthew breaks his sayings into five categories, five groups or sermons, one for each of the five books of Moses. So these sayings come from the fourth little sermon or collection of Jesus' sayings in Matthew. And he does something I mentioned last week. He begins this by saying, "Amen," which means truly. My Bible translates it as saying, "Truly I tell you, amen, I say. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose, release or forgive on earth will be loosed in heaven." Second saying, "Again I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you desire, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven." And, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, in my way or in my nature, I'm there among them." Unity has always seen these as powerful teachings about the power of our mind, the power of our intent. Whatever you bind on earth, here in the physical world, stories, fears, memories, desires, they're bound in heaven, they're bound in the mind, in the consciousness, in the spiritual aspect. And whatever you choose to release here, where there's obviously lots of stuff to release, set aside, forgive, let go of, as you release things here in this world, they're released from the spiritual realm of consciousness or mind, and we're free. Regarding the power of when we come together collectively, we notice there's a shift in power when a number of us come together. And so Jesus says, you know, if two of you agree on anything that you desire, it'll be done for you by my Father, by our Creator. Collective intent. And I think this may have actually been a third teaching as opposed to part of the other one. But when two or three are gathered in my name literally means after the way I teach or in my way or as I've taught you, I'm there with them. I am there with them. That presence, that consciousness, that awareness is available to those people when they gather together. So these are great teachings, and they leave us with an interesting question. If we have this power to bind and loose, what are we going to agree to and bind here in the world and here in our minds, in our heavenly minds? And what things or thoughts shall we loose and set aside here in the world so they will be loosed from our minds, from our spirits? What things are we going to ask our friends to agree with us on so that they are done for us, bound for us? And lastly, of course, will we choose to pause, take a moment, and actually ask for some advice or some guidance before we start binding and choosing? Or will we just go blindly forward doing whatever we might think is the best idea at the moment? Well, as I talk about prayers today, I'm going to be talking about consciously directed thoughts and words, things to help us bind and release. In Unity, Unity has always spoken of these prayers in two forms. Actually, the first being denials, statements of denial, used for releasing, and statements of affirmation, used for binding. But as I talk about this, I want you to remember, these are not magical incantations that you're going to use to manipulate God. These are thoughts and words for shifting your mind. Your mind. Because it's our mind, our consciousness, that's forming and shaping and binding our experience here on earth. And you get enough of us together thinking the same thing, and we can create all kinds of things. God, our Father, our creative source, has given us the power, the authority to call forth or release whatever we choose. Our choice. Our choice. That's a huge part of the Jesus teaching. So what are we going to choose to call forth? What are we going to choose to release? And are we going to not only ask for guidance beforehand, but maybe wait till some guidance shows up? So that we're careful about that. Prayers of denial or affirmation, like any other prayer, do not change the divine nature of the universe. They don't change the order of the universe. The nature of God, the nature of creation, is basically loving, benevolent, compassionate, unified, not fragmented or competitive, and is creative. And so to the extent that the prayers we use of denial or affirmation are in alignment with that, then we're working in alignment with the force of God, with the creative force of the universe. Pretty cool. To the extent that our denials and affirmations and other prayers reflect ideas that are not loving, not benevolent, not compassionate, not unified, inclusive of all, to the extent that we're praying in those directions or moving in those directions, we are working in opposition to the flow of the universe. And so, we may succeed in getting some of those things to happen and making them happen because we're creative people. But we're always going to feel like the universe is working against us, like God is working against us because we're trying to swim upstream. And so the things we do create will tend to fall apart. Problems will come up. Problems will come up. Not because God doesn't like us. What we end up dealing with in this life is that there are basically things that are true and things that are not. Things that are divinely true and things that are not. And what's out of alignment with divine truth can't stand. The problem is spotting the errors. Some errors are pretty easy to spot. Hopefully. If we pay attention, we'll know that if we believe this, we're always going to come up one short. One short. It's not true, is it? It's not true. It's pretty easy to spot. But some errors, they're a little harder to tell if that's true or not, unless you're good with math. Truth is, that's not true either. But maybe not as easy to spot. There's other common mistakes that we tend to make that go outside the realm of math. We tend to say things like, bad things happen to me equals bad things will happen to me. It's not true, but sometimes we believe it. Or maybe we tell ourselves, bad things happen to me equals I am bad. Not true either, but if you're believing it, it's quite difficult sometimes to live. Maybe we believe I've had problems means I am defective. I hope you know that's not true either. But it's good to notice what you're thinking. And here's my point. If I repeatedly tell myself that I am bad or I am defective, I will bind that thought to me even if it's not true. Even if it's not true. And as I repeat it, things that reflect that will tend to show up in my life. Because I'm using the power of my mind to make it seem true for me. To make it seem true. Whatever you bind will show up for you. Not because you, not God, are giving it the power. Whatever untrue thoughts or untrue things you loose, set free, release, will tend to fade from your life. Not because God has granted you special favor or answered some specific little prayer request that you prayed just right. It's simply because you've stopped giving energy to that. It was a defective idea. It wasn't true to begin with. You withdraw your energy from it and it begins to fade. And you begin to move into greater alignment with the loving, benevolent, creative, compassionate, unified movement of God, of creation. It's that really that simple. Denials, as unity uses denials, are simply clear and unequivocal statements that this is not true from the divine level of truth. At the divine level, this is not true. Therefore, it doesn't actually have power over me. It doesn't actually have power over me, over God's creation. The only power it has is the power I give it with my thoughts. We may have been using the power of our minds to bind things to our lives that we don't want for a long time. But the false or the faulty ideas we've been binding don't have power. So as we shift our thinking, as we withdraw the power, they begin going away. We use denials of what is false as a way to help loose and release those things from our mind here in the world, where they seem to be showing up. Right? The things we loose in the world get loosed from the mind. So, you know, this arthritis is not divinely true. Therefore, it has no power over me. This economic problem is not divinely true. Therefore, it has no power over me. I've often worked with, I actually work pretty regularly with A Course in Miracles and also with Unity. I find them highly compatible. And I found this in A Course in Miracles about denials. It says, "The Bible speaks of a peace of God which passes understanding. This peace is totally incapable of being shaken by errors of any kind. It denies the ability of anything not of God to affect you. This is the proper use of denial. It is not used to hide anything, but to correct error. It brings all error into the light. And since error and darkness are the same, it corrects it automatically. True denial is a powerful protective device. You can and should deny any belief that error can hurt you. This kind of denial is not concealment, but correction. Your right mind depends on it. Denial of error is a strong defense of truth, but denial of truth results in miscreation, projections of the ego. In the service of the right mind, denial of error frees the mind and reestablishes freedom of the will. And when the will is really free, it cannot miscreate because it recognizes only truth." When we use denials and affirmations, the denials always come first. They are short and to the point. Because while it's important to say no to our negative or false thoughts, we want to be careful not to overinvest in the negative. A brief denial is used, and then we move on to affirmative statements. I worked for a number of years as a behavior therapist with disabled adults. And I'd often remind the staff to be sure that at least 75% of what they were saying to the folks we were serving was positive. Positive. At least 75%. The more positive attention we give to what's good and what's right and what's true, the more it shows up. True if we say it to others, true if we say it to ourselves. It just shows up. Translate this into prayer. Means that we need to give much, much more attention to positive statements rather than denials. Denials. So, if we're using statements to deal with something, like the denial, "I am not weak-minded or prone toward fears or sickness or whatever. I am not weak-minded or prone toward that." We want to follow it up with some affirmations of what we are, of what we are. Like, "I'm a child of God, of goodness itself." Or, "My true nature is spirit, and spirit is always in a state of grace." Or affirmations like, "Wholeness and wellness, soundness of mind and spirit are powerfully present in me." Positive statements, positive affirmations. To think in that way about ourselves. And then another little bit of advice that the Course gives is to see everybody else that way too. In fact, it says, see no one then as guilty, and you'll affirm the truth of guiltlessness for yourself. In every condemnation you offer a son or a daughter of God lies a conviction of your own guilt. Therefore, see no one as guilty. See them as that perfection as well, and you'll affirm the truth of guiltlessness for yourself. So affirmations and denials, powerful tools. I'm going to mention a couple little tools that are available for you to use. Since 1924, Unity's published a little booklet called The Daily Word. It includes a daily positive thought and a short inspirational reading. I often suggest to people that this is a good way, if you don't already have a prayer and meditation practice, this is like prayer and meditation practice in your pocket. If you just get up in the morning, put it where you'll see it, in your bathroom, by where you eat breakfast, in your car, be careful reading. Pick it up, take a breath, read the positive thought, and then read the little statement. Take another breath and go on and do your day. You can do a brief prayer in just a couple of minutes, but it begins shifting the thought, begins binding what you want. You can also find dailyword.com. You can get it on your computer. I brought in some outdated daily words and put them in a basket up here in case you haven't seen one and might want to take a look. Take one, take it home. I'll promise you that the prayers and affirmations in them are still effective, even though they're outdated. In fact, if you're like most of us, you'll find one or two that really resonate with you. And you may work with those for a long time. The Course in Miracles that I've been reading from also includes a progressive series of daily affirmations and readings, one for every day of the year. And of course, many other spiritual teachers and sources provide daily affirmations and things you can work with. These are tools to help bind creative, positive, healing ideas and loose and release the stuff you don't want. Spiritual truth, what is actually spiritually true, divinely true at the core, doesn't always appear immediately apparent. Sometimes it's not that easy to spot here on earth. But it's always true in the creative realm of heaven, of the mind, of spirit. And as we affirm and bind spiritual truth in our minds, truth that goes beyond human understanding, good and blessing, little bits of grace begin showing up in our lives. It just happens that way. And as it shows up, we're impressed. We figure, ah, God finally heard my prayer. God has finally seen me and decided I am worthy. God's always known you were worthy and was always busy helping and supporting you. What has actually happened is you've begun to turn your mind a little bit. You've loosed the things that were holding you in negativity. You've affirmed and you've connected with more of that which is open, which is always true, which is always true, always true. You've changed your thinking. And now the good that's always been there for you is actually recognized. Close with a little last statement from the Course in Miracles. It says, let all errors go by recognizing them for what they are. They are attempts to keep you unaware of your one true self, united with your Creator, at one with every aspect of creation, and limitless in power and in peace. This is true. Nothing else is true. So there's an affirmation in the back of today's bulletin. It's a little different than what's up here on the wall. Whoop. There we go. It's two-part. It's actually a denial followed by an affirmation. And it says, I am not limited by past experiences or actions. I am divinely created, free and whole and able today. So let's say that together. Together we say, I am not limited by past experiences or actions. I am divinely created, free and whole and able today. We'll say that again together. I am not limited by past experiences or actions. I am divinely created, free and whole and able today. Well, let's do that one more time. We're getting it together. I am not limited by past experiences or actions. I am divinely created, free and whole and able today. Now close your eyes and let that settle in for a minute. We're binding a new thought to us. We're binding a new thought, and it needs a little time to settle. I am divinely created. I am free. I am whole. I am able today, right now, not later. Right now. That's the truth of my being. That's true for each one of us here and every other person that you hold in your prayers. Sometimes we need to use something to shake up our minds, to remind us that we are not bound by the things that have happened or the things that we've thought. We are not bound by that because spirit is never bound. And as we release those things, those earthly things, as we release those earthly things that seem to bind us, as we just let them go, surrender them up and say, God, you take it. I have no use for that. As we willingly let those things go, stories, histories, whatever, then we begin to actually feel. We begin to create that space where we begin to feel that wholeness, that freedom, that power and that peace that are already present in us. We are not trying to change the order of the universe. We are trying to get ourselves into alignment with what has always been true. And as we do that, goodness, lovingness, beauty, healing, health, well-being, joy. That's what shows up. That's what shows up. Because we've let the other stuff go. So let's take a moment and share that affirmation together again, that denial and affirmation. Together we say, I am not limited by past experiences or actions. I am divinely created, free and whole and able today. And one last time to anchor it together. I am not limited by past experiences or actions. I am divinely created, free and whole and able today. And I think we have more than two here agreeing on that. So thank you.